Blog Talk Radio.
She never slows down. She doesn't know why, but she knows that when she's all alone.
It's your girl, Leslie Lushman, and Street Queens the Movement presents a tribute to MJ, Michael Jackson. Today, Michael Jackson died today at the age of 50. Today in Los Angeles, born in 1958, died today, 2009, 50 years old, leaving three kids behind. You know, you never know, you know, when it's your time to go. We definitely need to cherish the time that we have on earth, you know, and I want to definitely also, you know, say rest in peace to Farrah Fawcett, Charlie's Angels, you know, definitely, you know, shouting out, you know, them for all the legendary things they've done. I know how many girls who definitely wanted to get their hair done like Farrah Fawcett, you know, and she passed. And we also want to definitely say rest in peace to the one and only. The world just basically lost an icon and a legend, you know, died at 50. Really young, man, you know, and he leaves three kids, you know. And I want you guys to call in Street Queens the Movement. The panel's going to be here. We're going to be doing some tributes to him. And we're going to, you know, give y'all one of those, you know, songs like we always do. But before we get into the music, go ahead and pay, you know, you know, our commercials and pay our bills real quick. We'll be back.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com.
That's hustleevents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it. Do it. Do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Peace, y'all. This is Nas,
Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man, TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy, Black Ice.
Your boy, Too Short.
Yeah. It's your man, Boss Hog.
And it's your boy, Ace Him Up.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? It's your boy, Renesee.
It's your main man, Tripp, representing the No Coast, Indiana. TrippaPlatinumUnderground.com. Chilling with Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holler. One.
Peace, people. Peace, people. Street Queens, the movement. The panel presents a tribute to Michael J. And, you know what I'm saying, Farrah Fawcett. We lost two good people today. We lost Farrah Fawcett along with Michael Jackson. He died at 50 today at a large Los Angeles hospital. You know, this guy was a legend, an icon. Definitely saddens the whole world. And we're doing a tribute day for him on Street Queens, the movement. We want you guys to call in at 347-826-7722 and definitely call in and let us know what Michael Jackson represented for you. And basically, you know, we need to cherish the time that we have in the world because you never know when it's our time to go. You know what I mean? Call in at 347-826-7722. And we're going to bring our queens in. Peace, Queen. Emma, how you doing today? 347-425.
Oh, that's Queen Lissette. How you doing?
Lissette, how you doing today, Ma? How you doing today?
I'm hanging in there, man. It's a very sad day in the music world, in the world, period. I'm actually still in shock about, you know, hearing about Michael Jackson. Part of me is still waiting for some new thing that he came back from the coma. I still can't believe it.
It's definitely serious, man. 917, peace, Queen. 917-627.
Peace, Queen.
Peace,
how
you doing?
I was thinking and you just kept going.
Peace, how you doing, man? What's up, Emma?
I'm just trying to stay strong. It's crazy.
Yeah, man, this is serious right here, man. Peace, King. Peace, yada da.
What's happening?
Peace.
What's up, man?
Yeah, you know. What's up, y'all?
Man, this is definitely a sad day. You know, we lost Farrah Fawcett, and we lost MJ, man. MJ, man, this dude, icon, legend. God, that you used to save every souvenir from the jacket to the pins to the everything that Michael had, you know, his moves to everything. You know
that he was the number one entertainer in the whole world.
Yeah, man.
The whole world. And
the most famous person. He was the most famous person in for the whole entire world.
Yeah.
Well, and still he was the best-selling artist as well. He was at one point, what is it, the number one in the entire world?
Yep.
Selling over 120 million copies.
Everything he did, he did worldwide.
It's a sad thing.
He was a true legend. He will surely be missed. He set the standard. He was a world artist. He wasn't just the artist in the year. He touched the world, giving it to charities and just, you know, just being accepted. The first, really, the artist that really, you know, got accepted by the world, number one. Like, this guy touched a lot of people, man. I mean, starting born in August 29th, 1958. And only 50 years old, man, he was really, really, really young, you know. And, you know, he definitely was, like, really the first crossover music, for real.
You know, the real sad part, Lush, the real sad part is that they had a plan to go on tour starting in mid-July, I think it was. They were actually going to reunite, you know, the Jackson brothers and everybody. And they were actually going to do over 50 appearances, you know, that they planned out for the year. So he was planning a comeback, and unfortunately, he didn't make it to that. I think
that's
really sad.
You know what? More sad, even more sad than his death, is what's gonna happen to them kids that he brought into this world.
That's true.
Like, you know, like he wanted kids and he made that happen. Like, she got a surrogate, you know, mother and was injected, whatever. And she, you know, she gave up all her rights and everything. These were his kids. These were his kids, you know. And it's like, now he's gone. What's going to happen to these kids? Like, you know, like the state's going to take over. Is the family even going to care to raise these white babies? Like, you know.
I don't know what's going to happen, but it seems to me like Anna Nicole's situation where she left behind the baby and a whole war broke out for the baby.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody's going to step up. The question is who and how many people are going to step up?
Yeah.
That's true, man. And we got a caller from 609. Peace, Queen.
Hey, everybody. It's CG.
Hi,
CG. Welcome.
Hey,
what's happening?
Feeling, man. How you feeling about this, man?
I'm devastated. I mean, I don't know. Everyone around me knows how my family felt about Michael Jackson and Prince. You know, so it's kind of like all the T-shirts. I mean, we used to make Michael Jackson T-shirts. I had one that I just made last year. Like, we stalked Michael Jackson, and we just recently went to the Wax Museum, and I swear we were walking through the Wax Museum, and we saw Michael Jackson's statue. They started playing his music before we saw it, and we turned around, and it's like the whole museum stopped and looked at us because we ran to it and just took so many pictures. I put them up on my MySpace, maybe about like not my MySpace, my Facebook, maybe about probably about a month ago, if that. But when I heard the news today, I was taking a nap, and my phone was going off, and I didn't know why. So I looked, and I had missed calls from my sisters, from my mother, my aunts, my cousins, and I'm like, what's going on? And then I called them, and they told me, and it's like, it feels like I lost a family member. I know I don't know. I know people think that that's weird, but I was really one of those super, super, super Michael Jackson fans. And I'm truly heartbroken. Truly. I don't really know what to say. I'm truly heartbroken because I really, really was and still am a super Michael Jackson stalker. So,
wow.
And the thing about it is, like, my family is crazy now because they're like, we're like consoling each other and this and that, and they're talking about going to LA for the funeral. I'm telling you, like, my family, this is how we were. Like, Michael Jackson will be one of the only people that if I ever saw a concert, which I never got a chance to see, that I might look like one of those people on TV. I might look like one of those people to be crying and getting pulled out.
That's carry CG out in one of those stretches.
I know. But I'm like, so that's why it's like, my friends are calling me like, oh, my God, are you okay? Because me and my friend, I made her daughter around the time of the Michael Jackson trial, and we all had to sit here and watch the TV in Michael Jackson's shirt. So she thought I was. So then when they read the verdict, we moonwalked down the hallway, and her daughter's like, I don't want to do it. And we was like, moonwalk. She had a little Michael Jackson shirt on. It was just weird, though, so they knew that I was.
Wow. She was a ride or die fan. She is a ride or die fan.
I really do. If you go on my Facebook, you'll see I have a Michael Jackson. I have one of my shirts on. One of my Michael Jackson shirts on. It's an older picture, maybe about like a couple years ago. But then the Wax Museum pictures are just, they're most recent. They're more recent, but.
That's real talk right there, man.
I have my box of Michael Jackson posters. I have, like, we have, like, a fake Michael Jackson glove. Like, we really were crazy.
Wow.
That was real stalking.
Going in, yeah. writing him letters? You was writing him the fan letters and all that?
We never wrote him a letter, but we really, like, we would draw pictures next to his pictures and then tell our friends that we met him, and they're like, that's a poster next to you. I mean, like, really, honestly, one of those type fans.
You know what they do for that, right? You know what you need for that, right? They got counseling for all that, right?
I know. I mean, it's like when it came to Michael
Jackson. You know that's against the law, right? Do you know that's against the law, right? Yeah, okay.
When it came to Michael Jackson and Prince, that's how, like, one of my
Hey, don't talk about my husband, because,
like, my sister's bridal shower, the whole theme was Prince. Her cake was shaped like the symbol, everything, everybody had to wear purple.
Yeah, that's my baby. My sister is purple. I am a Ride or Die fan.
Yeah, we're crazy.
I never stalked him, but I am a Ride or Die fan.
I stalked. We stalked both of them.
Hey, Renacy, how did you feel about the whole situation, you know?
It was just like that whole little incident was just powerful, man. I'm sure it woke the whole world's game up, you know what I mean? Because Mike, man, he stretched the boundaries of music, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the dude was a straight-up entertainer. He was more than just a phenomenal singer, you know what I mean? The dude in the moonwalk, like y'all just spoke about that, you know what I'm saying? How many artists have actually created a signature move or signature sound or this, that, and the other, man, that's just here forever, you know what I'm saying? So that dude is just...
It's like as soon as you do the moonwalk, you're not going to be like, oh, Usher did that. Oh, by the way, it's like, oh, that's Michael Jackson stuff.
Yeah, you don't associate that with no other artist but him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what? Even with the current artists that we have nowadays, like the Ushers and the Neos, you see a lot of Michael, you know, in them. And that's what you always say, oh, you know, he moved, so he got that from Michael Jackson. Like, he was the it guy, you know what I mean? Everybody was inspired by him growing up. Me, personally, growing up, I couldn't afford the Michael stuff, but let me tell you something. We used to try. We used to have the imitation stuff. Like, listen, man, I'll cut off this glove and do something with it. The white tube size. Like, I didn't have the sparkly ones, but let me tell you something. We had the high waters and everything. We tried. We were real, real, real big Michael fans. I'm a former hip-hop dancer myself, and a lot of the inspiration came as a kid watching him, you know, and seeing his moves and everything like that. It really inspired me to be a dancer. And
you know, that's another thing too, now that you say that about him dancing, like when he was performing, like he was not only just singing, he was performing, like he would dance and do a whole thing, and then when it came to video, he was doing like really moving.
Dude was stretching the boundaries, just like he said. I mean, let me tell you, this guy was one of the few artists that's been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right? Okay. And you know what I'm saying? He was included in multiple times in the Guinness World Book of Records. How many artists been in the Guinness Book of World Records with most successful entertainment of all time? All time. Not just one decade, all time.
Yeah, that means he's dead and it still goes on.
13 Grammy Awards. 13 number one singles in his solo career.
The dude only had like one group that really I think was above him, and that was the Beatles. But he owned all their publishing. You know what I'm saying? So
it's
really, so really the everything was his. You know what I mean? So
he sold over 75 million albums worldwide.
Yeah, we talking about, and we talking about one classic Thriller album. You know what I'm saying? That the Thriller album was his biggest of all time. And after today, I don't think that's ever gonna be broken after today, because everybody gonna step up their Michael Jackson game, and
yeah,
even those who weren't Michael Jackson fans, and they gonna cop the album. So ain't no telling he gonna sell another billion. He might just hold the record over the Beatles in a minute. So.
I got the album, dog. I got the vinyl at the house, homie.
Hey.
Wait, hold on to that. Hold on to that, because that may be the key to eBay that one day.
For real, man. Dude.
The key out the ghetto.
You can buy your house with that.
Man, I remember when Thriller came on the first time, when, you know, the cable wasn't like all that, and you had like one really like HBO or something like that. Or whatever, and MT, like, they came on, and Michael Jackson came on, dog. My brother saw it. That boy jetted and ran to the room when he seen him look like Wolverine over there, man. It was, like, the most scariest joint. You were a little kid. But it was, man, Thriller is a classic, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I played Thriller earlier, man, but I'm about to give y'all another joint because I loaded myself up with Michael Jackson music. Y'all about to, oh. If y'all ain't know who Michael Jackson was, y'all gonna know today. I'm talking about Ear Crack. I'm talking about classic music for your mother, for your father. I gave y'all Thriller earlier. I'm about to get y'all rock with you. Get your shoes together. Kick your legs up. Do your phone walk right now. You know, climb up the walls. It's about to be crazy right now. Tribute to Michael. This one's for you, MJ. You know how we do all day. Rock with you. You man, that's a classic. MJ baby, MJ classic, you hear me? I'm telling you man, it's crazy right now. We're giving a tribute to the one, the only MJ man. MJ forever miss man, for real. MJ was a writer, entertainer, performer, just well-rounded artist. I mean, he wrote Someone in the Dark, you know. you know, a song to contribute to the E.T. movie. This dude went double diamond. Who goes double diamond?
Who goes
double
even diamond? And then go double.
Diamond. Double diamond. He went double diamond in the U.S.
Did you know Michael Jackson's Thriller album went double? It went like two times platinum last year. I think it was the highest selling album last year as well. Thriller.
Wow.
I think that album goes platinum every year, man. It just goes platinum, man, over and over again.
Cause he's a world artist. He's not, you know. I mean, this dude done been with the likes of the president, the queen of England. I mean, this dude is a world artist. When he did "We Are the World," you know that right there was just a global. That joint sold. They said nearly 20 million copies were sold, and the money was donated for women. They did that to help with the third world countries out there. I mean, man, it's hard to say goodbye, girl. You know, the girl is mine. You know, I'm mad. Come on now, you know. And you heard what's his name? Weird Al Yankovic making, you know, his little ad libs of it, man. I mean, he influenced a lot of people, from Usher to Omarion to Neo. So most of the artists out here that are, you know, that are definitely doing their dancing thing out here, definitely got a lot of influence. I mean, his moonwalk, I mean, transcends for years and years. We in 2009, and people are still the moonwalk.
Right.
I'm
tired of
telling
this.
I said this like four times today. Yeah. I mean, as soon as we found out, you know, that happened about his death. I mean, people were texting like crazy, man. It was ridiculous, man. I mean, what I'm gonna ask you, what does Michael Jackson mean to you guys? I mean, what was your all time favorite song, Emma?
Well, I mean, you know, he was 50 and I was 41, so you know, I kind of, you know, had a lot of years to, thank God, to enjoy, you know, his talent and stuff. I mean, I can remember coming from school running to see the Jackson 5, the Muñequito and stuff. And and it was like, you know, them singing. And then when he did, "Then the two of us need look no more." And it's just all these different memories of when I was young and, you know, and growing up and just, you know, like, I kind of, you know, watched him, you know, grow up. I mean, I'm only, you know, he's not that older than me. So, you know, I seen him really do his thing from a young age. And it was like, wow, you know, the longest that I ever seen any entertainer that have done their thing. And, you know, put aside his little craziness and whatever he, you know, he allegedly have done and stuff. You know, he made a bigger impact, you know, than just the negative stuff that, you know, that he had and that evil that he had to live with, you know. I mean, aside from that, he's done it like nobody else has done it. All I can remember, like, any time that a song pops out, it's always a different memory. When I was sitting in my living room, when I was doing this, when, you know, when I was trying to imitate to do the moonwalk, when, you know, when I had all the rest of my brothers standing up, "Stay still," and we're doing the whole, Michael Jackson 5 stuff. And so, you know, every song that he has, you know, there's a memory to it. So it's like, it's almost like, you know, like, what CG said, it's like you feel somehow in a weird way, it's like almost a family member. It's almost like a family member that has died, you know?
You know, when I was coming home from work today, I'm listening to Billie Jean, right? And the song is playing, you know, I'm singing in traffic. I'm like, you know, this is cool. I love this song. And, you know, I just had random thoughts coming into my mind. And one of those thoughts was, man, I really hope Michael Jackson finds true love. I really hope that he really, really finds true happiness. And when the song comes to an end, I hear the radio host telling, you know, saying that Michael Jackson has passed away. So So the fact that that was my last thought before, you know, the news, so that's how I found out. Man, my heart was in, like, it. I felt this shock in my nerves while I'm driving. I even swerved. I was like, holy, what? I reached for my phone. I'm like, there's no way. You know, I couldn't believe it. That's the way I found out. And I was thinking about, you know, how I wanted him to find that true happiness. And even though he was accused of a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of people was like, oh, he's crazy or this or that. But if you really, really take it back, imagine your six-year-old under that type of pressure to perform and then growing up in the public eye and not really being able to meet genuine people and then having accusations on top of it. I mean, it's not a shock to me that he died of cardiac arrest. I could imagine the stress that was on him, you know, the depression maybe. And it goes to show, no matter how much money you really have, you know, money is not true happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Family and friends and being able to live freely is true happiness, you know. And
he definitely
really
didn't have
that. I feel that, you know, I don't know him personally, but I don't feel that he really, really got to that point of true happiness until he had those kids. Because I know he really wanted those children, you know what I mean? So
he just really, I think he really wanted somebody to honestly, truly just love him for real, for who he was.
Unconditionally. He wanted unconditional love.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. For real. And on that note, we got a caller from 347-558. You're live on Street Queens, the movement, the panel, the tribute to MJ, Michael Jackson, the icon, the legend who passed today. You know, tell us what was your all-time favorite song from MJ, and how do you feel about the situation?
What's good, Lush? This is our music.
What's up, MJ?
Chilling. Chilling. So, no, I'm actually making a blog post now, and, you know, for my site and the whole nine, was talking to my mom. But I got, like, two different memories of Michael that are probably, like, real important. When I was 5 years old, because Off the Wall came out in 1979. I was born in 1979. So by the time Thriller came after that, I was aging, like, you know, turning five. And that was, like, the big part of my fifth-year birthday. But we had to, you know, my mom used to kind of, you know, get a little bit of paper. So we had the big screen TV and the whole nine and all the kids sitting around. And we all watched Thriller together.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also remember when, like, Michael, you know, walked away from the Jackson 5 and was his first time performing live. And when he first did the moonwalk, I remember that exact day and exactly where I was at in the whole little scene. So, like, that just turns back to me. Like, when somebody's classic, you can kind of, like, picture them inside your life, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, the best album to me is Off the Wall. I had a chance to go to Quincy Jones' home and chill with him along with one of my other artists, and he had the plaque in there for Thriller, and it was at 40 million sold at the time. Like, it had, like, way went past 40 million, but that was just the plaque that he had. The plaque, I'm 6'6", so the plaque itself was about 6'2", and it was 40 million, like, 40 albums, you know, 12-inch, you know, platinum disc in a row in a big circle, and then right next to that, he had the Thriller album plaque, which at the time he had it, it was at 12 million, but it was really at 20 million sold. And I was just in a big bag, and, you know, getting these big albums. And it just makes you know, talk to Quincy about Michael and everything and, like, how he felt about him. And, you know, it's sad to hear. It's not like we really didn't see it coming at a certain point because, you know, he has lived a hard life while living a good life, too. So I guess when you're in a and you're a part of a lot of people's inspiration, you bring a lot of pain with you, too, because, you know, you're always being looked at. And, you know, from everything that everybody's always said about his life and, you know, being a young artist, and we see how that turns out. It's a real hard life to live. So, yeah, hopefully you rest in peace. But I'm going to always remember him because of those times in my life and just how big he was and impactful he was musically. And he just one of the greatest because, like, end of the day, like, you know, all these young dudes, the Chris Browns, the Omarions, the even Ushers, are pulling from him. and he pulled from James Brown, and it even goes further back. So it's going to be a lifetime of artists that are going to be inspired by what Michael did.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah. I just the people that had the opportunity to even perform alongside of him, like, that's like true honor. Like, the only thing that I regret is that, man, he never came on the show. That's what I really wish he could have been on the show.
Well, his spirit is here. His spirit is here, Lush. So
that's fun, y'all. But I mean, you know, shout out to Mike and the whole family.
Hello. Yeah, definitely shout out to his family, man. Rest in peace, man. And you know, shout out to, you know, Farrah Fawcett also. You know, she was, you know, that Charlie's Angel, but man, Mike just was the true inspiration. Like, me being African, I don't like me being African, all Africans, I'm going to tell you, people from overseas worship Michael, right? Michael Jackson was an icon. He showed some kind of like Michael Jackson was like Obama nowadays. Like, he was like, at that time when I was coming out in the 80s, he was like an inspiration to people. Like, yo, you can push the limits of whatever you want to do. You can put your mind to whatever you want to do to just break the boundaries. Every time when you thought you figured Michael Jackson out, he would come out with another groundbreaking video or a groundbreaking song. This dude pushed the limits of music. Like, I don't even know if he knew how much he meant to the world. Like, I mean, he is transcending. He will always be a legend, an icon, and I know his music is going to continue breaking records.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you better step your Michael Jackson game up, player. All them people out there, you know, step your MJ game up, player, pimping. You know what I'm saying? I gave y'all Thriller. I gave y'all Rock With You, and I'm about to give y'all some more, man, because you know how I do, man. I gave y'all Rock With You. Now, I know all of y'all remember this joint. He had Iman and Eddie Murphy in the joint. Tell me what this song was. Anybody, anybody. It had Iman.
Oh, man. CG.
Going once, going twice.
CG the Stalker, you don't know?
CG kind of bounce.
Oh.
We're pulling
out her records. Wait.
Hey. Wait.
Prison, let's tell
us. Nah, because we got two guys on here, too. Renacy and MJ. Tell me what song this is. We had, it was Iman in the video and Eddie Murphy.
Oh, that he goes in the sand, right? Like he, oh my goodness.
You hear me?
That he makes a turn and disappears in the sand. I mean, turns into
magic,
sand.
But wait, Magic was in the video too?
Hold on. I think MJ or Renacy got it real quick.
You know what? Can you still hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Black or White, right?
You're wrong.
No, that's not Black and White.
Renacy,
do you remember when we fell in love? It was young and innocent then, right?
Okay, but what is the name of this?
Oh my God, I can't find the name, but I know the song and the video.
Do you remember?
Remember the time. I'm like, hello, I'm singing it. Do you remember?
this is Remember the Time by MJ. Shout out to you, MJ. I'm giving y'all nothing but Michael all day long. It's about to be crazy right here. Street Queens, the movement, the panel. We're talking about, you know, MJ, his loss, his past, the icon, the legend. Call in at 347-826-7722 and tell us what you think and your greatest MJ moment.
Check me.
This is Letitia, and I'm here with Lushy Lush, because she's on LushRadioOnline.com.
Man, we are talking about MJ Michael Jackson. Lord, rest in peace. You were wonderful. You were the greatest. You will always be the greatest, and we will continue remembering you, and your memory lives on, you know, and, you know, definitely... You know, we definitely are celebrating you today on Street Queens, the movement.
Dial us up on the Lush Line right now. 347-826-7722. 347-826-7722.
We have to thank our sponsors for supporting us. StrictlyBunt1.com, Diverse Media Group, LLC, Digital Fantasy Media, and E2K Magazine Online. Going back to the phone line. Remember the time, man. Classic video, man. We had Magic Johnson on there. We had Iman on there. You know, tell me how you felt about that video. Renacy, you still there? Renacy? Renacy, okay. Emma, how did you feel about Remember the Time, man? What does that take you back to? Emma?
Did we lose everybody?
Is everybody gone? Hey.
I'm still here.
How did you feel about that song? Where does that take you back to?
I remember watching the video, and I was wearing a towel on my head, and I'm dancing in the house with the towel on my head to the video, you know. Listening to the song right now, I knew every last word, you know, even the high pitch, do you remember? Everything, like, it's a good feeling to listen to his music, you know.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Do we got people back on the line, or did y'all dip out and cook y'all some food and get your grub on and came back on the line?
They moonwalked to the kitchen.
I'm here.
Huh?
I said I am eating now, but I'm here.
where does that take you back to, MJ?
I just really remember myself. Like, he really transformed the form of the music video to make it of a story movie based thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not only happy ones when they premiered, a 7-8 minute long video, and just seeing Magic and Eddie Murphy and Iman and the whole nine, and just the production of the video was crazy. And I'm real big on Egyptology, so to see that in itself, take it back to Africa with the whole like the concept, it's just dope. That's why it'll still be playing like about 30 years from now. We're still and see his videos and still like cherish what he did, because he just took the whole form just to another level.
Definitely, man. I thought it was a sexy video. I remember me and my brother chilling, and it came on because I remember they made it like every time Michael Jackson come out with a video, it's like a world premiere everywhere. It ain't just like MTV or something. Like, it's a world premiere everywhere. I think that joint actually came out like on Fox or something, like on regular. Like, it was a world premiere when that video came out, and I think it came on SC Channel 5. And I was like, wow! Like, most artists, when their music video come out, they might come on the regular, like MTV or something like that. But his videos would come out, and it would be like world premieres, like on regular TV, like everybody could get access to see his stuff. And he also, like, when he did his, like, I don't, y'all remember his movie that he did? Smooth Criminal? That was a classic. And, like, I mean, he would do specials and everything. Like, you would wait up to see that, you know? I mean, Rock With You, Billie Jean, come on, man. Like, the videos just took you to another place. Like, when he disappeared into the sand, classic. I mean, the cinematography was crazy, man.
I was how he do that? Oh, my God, how he do that?
Yo.
I think they broke Billie Jean, like, during minutes. Something like that, because at the time he was on, in court and the whole nine with the child issue and everything that he did was always bigger. Like, nobody can say they did it. Like, I don't think nobody ever that big, because one, how the record industry is now anyway, and it's just like this whole level of big was totally eclipsed anything else that you thought was big. Like, I thought going to see MC Hammer was big, and then when I got a chance to see Michael show, that was just huge.
You know what? I'm jealous of you, MJ, because you actually, I couldn't afford MJ tickets, okay?
Me neither,
I couldn't afford the tickets, okay?
I had to save my lunch money to get me a lunchbox, a Michael Jackson lunchbox.
God.
It was that serious.
I had the red leather jacket, you know what I'm saying, with the zipper.
I had that now.
No, I had all the imitations. The only real thing I really had was that Michael Jackson lunchbox. Old school. And I tried to move, that's all I had, though. I couldn't afford much growing up.
Michael was a true, but you get artists nowadays that just go up and might rock back and forth. I mean, Michael has a whole storyline when he's on stage. Like, you see, like, the Chris Brown's elaborate shows and all the other artists, he set trend. He set the standard on performing on the stage, okay? See, Hammer got some of his stuff from James Brown and Michael, you know what I'm saying? So when you think about elaborate shows, I mean, this dude did elaborate shows. I'm talking about from dressing up to the themes, to the backdrops. I mean,
because the Pepsi thing, that's how he got to burn his hair. He wanted sparkles and the fireworks and all that stuff.
Yeah, man. I mean,
fireworks, all right.
You know, I remember watching a video. I can't recall which video it was or if it was a concert on TV. Tell me if you remember. He was wearing black pants, the white socks, of course, you know, the shoes. But he had on this metallic gold thong bodysuit. And he had, like, curly hair with the earpiece. Do you remember that? Because I remember, you know, being younger, looking at that, like, he's wearing a thong. His style was ridiculous. He was old. Like, he didn't care. You know, he was going to make a statement regardless, and I respect that. You know, when he went out there, forget it, man. Everybody remember that.
He was like the male Madonna or something, like, the cones and all that stuff, like you know, taking it to the next level.
All he needed was the cone.
Well, he got a lot of inspiration from a lot of women artists.
Mhm.
You know what I'm saying? He looked at a lot of women artists, and kind of imitated, you know, a lot of their stuff.
That's
all.
I didn't know that.
Definitely, man.
Diana Ross, Sheila, you know.
Oh, he loved, you know? Diana Ross.
Yeah.
Loved Elizabeth Taylor. He loved Elizabeth Taylor.
But that's what I'm saying. Those women, he looked at those women and the things they did and whatever, and he kind of carried himself that way.
For real.
And kind of
even
looking like them at one point. Like, you know, he started, like, kind of. They say, you know, the people you hang out with, you start looking like them, but he went, like, to the extreme with that one.
I don't know, man. I remember when they asked us in gospel, I think it was choir or something, they asked us to sing Heal the World and stuff. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the whole entire human race.
Leave it to Michael.
Go, Michael. You go, Michael. You go, boy. But that thing was the thing, man. Is Emma back and Renacy?
I've been talking. How you asking if I'm back, if I'm conversating? Lush, come on. I know we going through stuff, but come on. You like, come on. What's going on?
Renacelling in the
I just had like a whole speech, and she's asking if I'm on the phone.
Why? Because we're both Hispanic. We gotta sound alike. Is that it, like?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm losing my voice again. That's what it is.
Oh,
I sound different now.
Oh my God! Is Renacy back too?
Oh my God! He was just talking to us.
That was not me that time.
Renacy, we're gonna forgive her today. She gets a pass today because MJ, just today.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
remember when Justin Timberlake had performed for the first time with Michael?
Oh man, that was
his expression, man. Oh man.
Oh, that was hot, man. That was hot.
And that was recently.
And when Jay-Z brang him out, when he brang him out to the stage over here in what was that, 2 years ago or 3 years ago at the Summer Jam?
Oh, wow,
I
forgot it.
Everybody bugged out, like, what? He brought Michael Jackson, like, to the Summer Jam?
Yo, I'm going to tell y'all something. Look, I'm going to tell y'all, all y'all listeners and everybody out there doing radio, I don't care what y'all ever said about Michael from the trials and tribulations and everything, there's one thing that's precedent here, is basically that His legacy transcends anything that has ever been produced in this decade, in this lifetime. This guy forever. I'm gonna tell you right now, if he was still alive today and he did that tour, tell me it wouldn't be packed.
It was already sold out. He already had it sold out. The concert that was already supposed to be on its way, everything was already sold out.
What happens now, y'all?
Everybody gives their money back. They got to give people their money back, the tickets.
I mean, do you think that they should, you know, kind of like do two or three tours in his memory? Like,
I mean, it all depends how these artists feel. I mean, this is hard. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is really hard. Can you really go on, continue to go on, or can his brothers continue to go on and do a show in his memory? I mean, that we will have to wait eventually and see how they handle his death, you know, like.
Yeah,
it would be
grieving.
Nice to see
exactly.
Other artists get together, you know, and do Michael Jackson songs.
Like they did for Marvin Gaye. I think they did like the Marvin Gaye
exactly.
Right there.
Yeah, it definitely would, but that's something that has to be, I guess probably Quincy Jones will have to be the one to kind of, I think, start that up. It has to be somebody that is really can really dictate who, you know, who should do it and how they should do it, because it has to be, it's going to be something big. So
it's going to be a mixture. Like when you start talking about the politics of the music industry, I believe Motown still owns some of those rights.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Yes, yeah, it's going to have to be a big dog like Quincy Jones or somebody to step in. And
so you got to go talk to Barry Gordy. You got to talk to
mm-hmm.
Quincy. You got a few people to talk to when you talk
right.
about that Michael Jackson library, right?
Right.
There.
Yeah. So they would have to meet and all that. And right now, I think they just concentrate on even just having his funeral. Like, that's gonna be crazy. Like, wow. Like,
I can't believe we're talking.
That's
gonna
be like a almost like a president dying. Like, that's gonna be bananas.
Oh my god.
That's.
I can't believe we're talking about this, y'all.
It's a devastating topic,
god.
Right? And pardon me, y'all, in my absence, man, you know, people are calling me left and right about Michael
Yeah, me too. That's why I got the texting been going on. I gotta leave my phone charged. It's serious.
Yo, people are standing outside the hospital right now,
mm-hmm.
Los Angeles, looking upstairs and crying right now. Like,
they've been
the people's been staying out there for like a while. Like, I mean, it's mad people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just crying and stuff. And this one was a classic too, y'all. This was the one. It was really the first time you ever seen him and his sister perform together and really like get it in. Because you know Janet, we love the way she dances, and we love Mike. So putting them together and just making fire, they created a song. And somebody tell me what the name of that song was.
Stop messing with me. Stop messing with me, please. Stop messing with me, right?
Green,
yeah,
was,
right?
Yes, yes.
I'm hip, man. I got a Michael Jackson library over here.
Yeah, I was glad when they did something together. Honestly speaking, I really wasn't too fond of the video, none of that, but I was just happy that they were together, brother and sister. That was definitely...
You know what? I could appreciate the video, even though it was weird. It was different, and this is one part that, of course, Michael Jackson is with his little solo, and he's popping and locking, and he's just, like, bringing that whole style back. Like, what? Can you move like that? Yo, I tried. I almost hurt myself.
Yo, I mean, he was my inspiration into popping, actually. So, like, he will be awesome. And I love this video. I know y'all might think, but I was weird, and I'm still weird in my own way. So that whole black and white concept to me with
mm-hmm.
the whole, like, over-exaggerate space type
yeah.
futuristic
yeah.
was just like, wow, like, I'm stretching the limit, and she's pulling her shirt, and she's like, crazy right there, man. I'm giving y'all a scream right now, Street Queens, the movement. And we're giving the tribute to MJ, and it's going down. We have Muse Jones, Rena CZ, E2K Magazine, Emma, Street Style Minds, the success going down. Scream.
Peace, y'all. This is Nas. Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man, TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy, Black Ice.
Your boy, Too Short.
Yeah. It's your man, Boss Hog.
This your boy, Ace Em Up.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? This your boy, Renesee.
This your main man, Tripp, representing the No Coast, Indiana. TrippaPlatinumUnderground.com. Chilling with Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holler. One.
Street Queens and Moore, we're giving a tribute to the one and only MJ Michael Jackson, man. Give you nothing but that MJ fire, man. You better step your MJ game up. We're live with the one and only M of E2K Magazine, along with Renna CZ, you know what I'm saying? Along with Lissette Streets of Mind, along with and only manager to Cole, and we're live in the building talking about MJ. And I got to real quick tell y'all about the check-ins. We got people on the Twitter check-in talking about, because I threw out a question asking them what was their favorite MJ song. And Nirvana Trump said, Rock With You was number one for them. Human Nature was the second one. And Beat It was the third. And Doc Remy said Off the Wall was her favorite. So, you know, that's on a Twitter check-in.
Also, for those people that are in New York right now, the Apollo is crazy. Everybody's out there singing Michael Jackson songs and celebrating. There's nobody crying on that. They're just kind of just singing his songs and moonwalking and all that. As you know, it all started there for him, where him and his brothers went and did a talent show, and from there was when he really escalated in his music career. So the Apollo has a lot to do with Michael Jackson's beginnings. So there's a lot of people out there.
Definitely, man.
A funny memory to share with y'all about my childhood and Michael Jackson. There was this one time that we went to my grandmother's house, right? And we're running amok. We're, you know, running in the house. And, of course, my grandmother's like, kids, stop running. There's people that live downstairs. Stop running. So then my mom and my aunt, you know, they get to the house, and we're just running around crazy, me and my cousin. It came to a point that we had three windows in the living room. And so there's two of us standing on the windowsill looking out the window. And so my arm is around my cousin. Then the other cousins are in the next window, and we're all singing, "We are the world. We are the children." All of a sudden, my mother walks in. Get down from there. What are you doing with a belt? And she starts whooping us down from the – it was so funny. We were up there singing, "We are the world. We are the children." And all of a sudden, my mom starts whipping the children. It was too funny.
Wow. That was a serious moment right there, huh? For real.
Yeah, good and bad memories.
Dang, man. You got to beat him for singing We Are the World. Dang.
Not even, just singing on the windowsill. That's what we got beat for.
That's crazy right there, man. the news is, you know what's crazy, right? Farrah Fawcett died also. And if you guys don't know, everybody wanted to be a Charlie's Angel. Everybody wanted to wear the Farrah Fawcett hairstyle and all that. And she passed. And, you know, she was going through cancer, but we kind of, like, knew that it was coming close. And, you know, rest in peace to her. But it's just, like, this with Michael Jackson was, like, totally threw everybody, like, to the side, like, wow, Michael is dead. Like, what's really going on?
I hear it comes in threes, right? I don't know if it's true, but I hear a rumor that Ed McMahon from the Carson show had passed away recently also.
Wow.
Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't heard nothing about that. I can't put a stamp on that one yet, because I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I need to research it. I don't know. That's the rumor.
Well, yeah, we just had the dude from Kung Fu the Legend that died too. You know. What's his name? Carradine. That just passed. So that's
three.
Yeah,
but three. No, Ed McMahon did pass too, though.
He did.
Wow.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, I think the yesterday, the day before yesterday.
Wow, this is crazy, man. All the, like, the greats are, like, just leaving us, man. Bernie Mac, Isaac, man, wow. Barry White, Gerald LaVert, Jesus. We got a caller from 704. You're live in the building. We're celebrating MJ. So, you to him, and we're talking about what was your greatest Michael Jackson moment, and what did he mean to you? 704, you're live in the building with the Street Queens of Movement.
This is the Diamond Coach hanging out with the Street Queens. How y'all be?
Hey.
Come on.
Hey. How you doing today? How you doing today?
I'm doing well. I have so many memories, and I just did my show, and I did the same thing. I have so many memories of Michael. I grew up with this man. You know, we're around the same age, and I just remember, like, from the beginning when he was a little boy doing ABC and, you know, Rockin' Robin and all these wonderful songs, and then the transitions. And I think what was most inspiring to me is when Michael took off on his own, because he had a different song in his heart that he wanted to play. And that's big. That's what's huge. And so for me, and my great memory of him, is being able to branch off and do your own thing. And I'll never forget him for that. And when he did, he changed the scene of music. He changed the face of the entertainment world, and that's why Michael Jackson is the phenomenon that he was.
Definitely the truth. The truth, man. And where are you from, and where are you from, actually?
I am calling from Charlotte, North Carolina, and love to tweet. I see everybody's tweeting tonight. It's just a wonderful celebration. It's a sad occasion because he's still, you know, gone too soon, of course, but you still celebrate. What this man did in 50 years is absolutely amazing. Amazing.
Definitely the truth. He left a mark on everybody. I mean, and you know, not you can't say that many artists in the world that basically had impact. Deep impact on the entire world. I mean, from overseas here in America, going double diamond, like, who does that? Like, I mean, you broke the barriers where you thought that it couldn't be broken. You set the standard.
Hello?
Can you guys hear? Really, one of the first. Like, I mean, he was in the Wiz, you know. And I mean, you know, definitely like took it to Billie Jean. I mean, classics after classics after classics.
Absolutely.
And he would truly, 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 honestly remembered. He will be always loved. He would always be just the icon and the legend that he is. And he impacted my life and. All y'all girls out there, even though y'all didn't really have a crotch down there, you would grab your crotch and do the Michael Jackson dance. Don't lie and say you did. I know you did.
I did. At the end of the yo, woo!
Well,
we have home videos of us trying to moonwalk.
Oh, man. And I ain't going to lie. You know what, y'all? Just because I'm trivia, I'm going to videotape myself moonwalking, and I'm going to blog it.
You're going to put it on Twitter.
Les, there's too much junk in the trunk.
YouTube that. YouTube that so you don't get mad hits. My tribute to MJ.
I challenge everybody out there to do your tribute to MJ and do your favorite video and memorize the dances and do your impersonation of it and put it up there on Blog Talk. I mean, put it on Blog Talk, blog it, put it up everywhere, put it on YouTube and do your tribute to MJ, because I'm doing my moonwalk. I'm doing it is not a game.
Hey, tell me this, Rush. What video was that when it's him and the girl that Omarion bit for Entourage?
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. What's funny is I won a competition for that, performing that when I was like maybe in the second grade. My mom was telling me, so
you know,
I gotta find that footage because that was funny.
That's so funny. When I was 7 years old, there was a, you know, we recorded a video at home of all. I grew up with 8 boys, so imagine 8 boys trying to do the moonwalk, and then all of a sudden I come out being the only female moonwalking, beating them out the box. Got it on video. Too bad it's a VHS. I got to transfer to DVD and see what I could work with. I was 7 years old. At 19, I did a contest. It was a lookalike contest, and I came in as Michael Jackson, and I won. Isn't that funny? 19 years old.
Wow. Came in looking like Michael Jackson. Damn.
Yeah, I had yours. It was crazy. Crazy. Imagine me walking in the street. It wasn't even Halloween. Like...
Mm-hmm. Now I'm about to I'm gathering a bunch of the different videos now for my blog and about to just go ahead Twitter the hell out of it. But it's this one real dope anthology video that I just found that has like pieces of all the videos in it and everything. So y'all see that in a few minutes too, Lush.
That's what it is, man. I'm imploring all of you bloggers, blog. You have to keep his legacy going. You know, he leaves 3 children, you know, and, you know, how many people could actually open their own amusement park in their own backyard? Like, who has their own Never Neverland? Who doesn't want to grow up? Like, he was, like, the big kid that everybody wanted to be. Like dude had a monkey.
Well, he was a big kid that he what was really cool about that, sis, is that he – chose to do it. Like, we're so scared to just play. I mean, damn. Just scared to just play and just enjoy life and each other. And why does it always have to come to this point where, you know, we're at this sadness before we reach the soul or before we see the happiness and the joy of ourselves? Why does it come to this? We're here. We got 6.7 billion people on the earth. It's time just trying to come together.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
We could have so much more fun if we would just get off our high horses and enjoy each other and try to at least, you know, see what people are about. See what they're about, first before you start judging them.
Definitely.
And have some fun.
That's right. Man. You know, on that note, I got to give y'all, you know, this is Nonstop Michael today. I got to give y'all, I gave y'all now, we keeping track of the songs. I done gave y'all Thriller, y'all Rock With You. I done gave y'all Scream. We got another Mike classic. Y'all know what it is. Now, remember, I'm talking to the
man in the mirror.
I'm about to give y'all Man in the Mirror, Queens the Movement. We're celebrating the life along with all our wonderful guests live in the building. And check out Music Jones' blog out there with the angelology and everything that's going on. Blog is going down. Man in the Mirror. I know this takes you back. When we come back, we're going to talk about your Man in the Mirror memories. Tell me where you were at when you heard Man in the Mirror.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And I turned up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. Not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? Astonished disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one man show. They follow each other on the window, 'cause they got nowhere to go.
that's higher. You're alive on Lush Radio. It's going down on Lush Radio Alive.
Yeah, man, we giving that MJ tribute, man. Tell me where you were at. Oh, man, it sounds like somebody's doing something over there. Tell me where you were at when you heard Man in the Mirror. And it was a real political statement right now. And everything that's going on with, and this song really makes statement, like making a change. Like we always blame people for a lot of things, right? And blame people why situations are the way they are and stuff. But you know, basically, he's saying look at yourself and make a change. Before you want to make change and you start complaining, what are you doing? Look at yourself. Like, I mean, even with Scream, if you really listen to the words, he's like, a lot of this stupid stuff that's going on and propaganda is making him want to scream. People are living in the matrix. It makes him want to scream. He doesn't want to conform. He doesn't want to be like everybody else. And it makes him want
to... It's like they get Barbara Walters is doing a special, you know, a tribute to him, and they show an interview back in 97 that she had interviewed him, and you can tell, like, he's just so angry, like, with the paparazzi especially. He says that he feels like he's in a almost in a prison. He can't go nowhere. He can't go to the store. He can't go this way. He can't go that way. And, you know, and it's almost like a prison. And he says, why do they have to call me Wacko Jacko? I'm not crazy. And but you can tell, like, he's so, like, ugh, like, why are you people doing this to me and stuff? So he's been holding that, since he was young. He's never been able to actually really live a life.
Mm-hmm.
And mature, and you know what I'm saying, do the things that maybe teenagers would do and that a grown man would do, because he just haven't had the opportunity. So not to excuse his weird behaviors, but you can kind of see where it stems from.
Definitely.
You know, it's kind of hard growing up as it is, you know, trying to find yourself, especially like as a teenager, you're trying to fit in, you're trying to find out who you are. As a young adult, you know, you kind of come out of high school. You know, you're trying to find who you are still. You know, even into your, like, mid-20s and late 20s into your early 30s, you're kind of settling into your own personality. And I don't think that he had that opportunity to kind of find the real him.
No,
because
yeah.
Of the fact that he was being told what to do and how, you know, to do it. And, you know, people following him all the time and stuff like that. And it wasn't really a choice. You know, if you think about it, you're 6 years old, you know, you're being introduced to the music industry, and that's all you know. So it wasn't like he had a choice to begin with. You know, it was like kind of like, this is what you're destined for, this is what you're going to do. And he never had the opportunity to say, you know, this is the real me, I've grew into my own skin, I'm comfortable with who I am. Hence all the surgeries and, you know,
yeah,
all
it's like
we're saying.
8, 9 years old, panties thrown at him, like, you know what I'm saying?
What's that about?
You know, I mean, he's actually, you know, they're trying to molest him since he already, you know, started singing. So it's like, that's weird. Like, you know, those people, that energy that people had towards him, like, people say they loved him and they wanted to touch him, but how scary is that? Like, picture yourself, you standing there, young and all that, and just, you got, like, thousands of people want to reach out, trying to grab you and all that. That's scary.
Mm-hmm. Definitely scary thing, you know. Renacy, I want to ask you, what do you feel about, you know, the way, you know, his life and his childhood and everything like that?
Well, I might add this, that yeah, Michael Jackson has some quirks, but we all got quirks. You know what I'm saying? In addition to that, no, he didn't get a chance to lead and live the normal life, because once you sign to a major record label, they look at you as property. You pretty much become their investment. So they watch your every move, you know what I mean? They want to control your every action. Why? Because they don't want anything to taint your image, or because that can have a reflection on record sales and this, that, and the other, man. So, nah, his life wasn't normal, man. It wasn't. You know what I'm saying? with record execs and suits in front of him all the time. You know what I'm saying? He had to live the life of a businessman as a 6-year-old. You know what I'm saying? So, not to mention his father micromanaged him too to make sure that he did everything that he was supposed to do or whatever, or they wanted him to do or whatever he needed to do. So.
Yeah. I wonder how the family feels now that he passed away, with certain memories of his upbringing.
I mean, the flip side is this, right? The flip side, if Michael Jackson wouldn't have went through what he went through, he wouldn't have so much of an influence on all the stories that everybody's sharing today.
Uh-huh.
So, you know what I mean? So, from all the talent shows to all the people dressing up and doing videos and whatever influence Mike had on you, man. I mean, it pretty much. I don't know, man. I don't want to argue with what was supposed to happen. You know what I'm saying? In life, but part of it, that was his destiny to do what he did. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like he was able to control it, or he was able to not control it, but he was able to handle it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Definitely. And definitely on that note, we're bringing, you know, our wonderful queen, Felicia Tabree. Queen.
Hey, hi, everybody. What's up? Honestly, I've been, like, sitting in the TV. Like, I got tears. I can't stop crying. Like, I've just been watching the news reports and watching, like, all his videos. Like, Michael Jackson has inspired my life so much because I grew up, you know, dancing to his music. I had a solo, Dirty Diana, and I did that at my nationals competition. And I was actually sick that day, and just by him passing, I'm like, you know what? One of these days, if I hit big time, I'm going to perform that song again for everybody, just in remembrance of Michael Jackson. He just inspired my life so much, and I'm just like, I just can't believe it, you know? And then also the story on Farrah Fawcett, her having the documentary, and you know, two big celebrities dying in the same day, it just kind of makes you feel like you really have to, like, appreciate every day. Like, even if you don't have money, you know what I mean, or anything else, like, just appreciate every day, even if it's just, like, for me, like, I had a steak dinner yesterday. I was just, like, so happy. Like, I just appreciate the little things in life, and I think that we all should. And I'm just, you know, I'm really hurt and I'm saddened by it, but, you know, everything happens for a reason, and I believe he's in a better place. He was, you know, under a lot of pressure since he was little, like Renesy was just saying. And, you know, that's just all I have to say, but that's why I'm calling in so late. I'm just like, I can't believe it, you know? It's crazy. Yeah.
I think everybody is really in shock. I mean, I'm still in shock, like this. Like, I mean, we sit here doing the show, but I know everybody's still like, nah, Jay not dead. MJ?
Exactly, like,
MJ.
He's only 50. Like, I wasn't expecting this for, like, 30 more years, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's real.
Mm-hmm. I MJ was going to at least live till he got a cane, and he old and decrepit. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, at least see his kids grow up like this. I mean, he was only 50 years old. He was still young. So it was just like, I mean, the hard life, the pressure, you know, the alienation from the media. Because the media, for real, I honestly blame the media for really, like, destroying him.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know, you know, putting him in a closet, you know.
His publicist had made a statement, like, how he was just under so much stress for so long. You know what I mean? And he was preparing for this world tour. So I could imagine that he was stressed out with that and rehearsing his dance moves, and maybe that's why he went into cardiac arrest out of the blue, you know?
You know, it makes you say, like, wow, live your life like Rihanna say, you know, and T.I. is like, you know, we got this life. We can't take riches and we can't take money with us to the grave. The only
yeah.
thing that we have in remembrance is the times that we spend here in this world. And the people that we love and we cherish, make amends with them, whatever you got to do, because it's not promised to anybody, man. Real talk, like, this dude was 50 years old. My mother is older than him, and he died before. Like, that's crazy, like, 50 years old? Like, I mean,
yeah.
real, like, that's really
it's
young.
It's unfortunate. Yeah. He was under a lot of stress, like, just imagine, like, all those allegations against him and everything. And, I mean, to this day, I mean, I just don't know. You know what I mean? We'll never know if that stuff was true or not. You know what I mean? But that's not even important anymore because he's gone and he leaves a legacy that, honestly, nobody's thinking about that, like, crazy case. Everybody is remembering his legacy and his music. You know what I mean? Like, his legacy is so much stronger than those allegations, you know? And for real, like, I'm always going to rock to, like, MJ tunes, like, forever and ever and ever. His tunes will never get old.
That's real talk, man. You ain't lying about that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think...
I'm telling you, every family reunion, every wedding... Back in the club, Michael Jackson.
Oh, man. I mean, apparently they're doing a candlelight visual down in I think it's either in Washington or so, and they're doing a candlelight visual. They said it's 400. Madame posted it up on Twitter. And they're doing a candlelight visual for him and stuff. I mean, it's crazy, man. I mean, this dude is a legend. Will always be a legend. And every song...
I think the whole world feels it right now, like the whole entire world. Everybody that's alive today is in shock.
I don't know, man. Even though he wasn't your blood, but it felt like you lost a relative. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. They just had Timbaland. Sway was just interviewing Timbaland. He called in on MTV. I was just watching it. Timbaland was crying. Like, you could hear the pain in his voice. Like, everybody is, like, really, like, hurt by this. I know I am. It's very sad, and it's just, like, it's like a wake-up call. You know what I mean? Like, to appreciate life because you really don't know. Here today, gone tomorrow. Real talk. Like, you don't know.
You want to hear something crazy?
Wow.
My father came from Puerto Rico, and back in his time, my father's about to be 60 next year, and back in his time, he used to play in a salsa band in Puerto Rico, and that's how he used to make his money before he was drafted into the Army at 18. Now, he, of course, in a salsa band, you can imagine that's all he knew. He comes over to the Bronx, okay, and... He was so up on the Michael Jackson movement, it wasn't even funny. Like, we were just having a conversation today, and he schooled me on Michael Jackson. I'm like, what does this country boy from Puerto Rico know about Michael Jackson? You know, you talk about a salsa player, a guitarist in Puerto Rico. And my father laid it down. He was like, Michael did this, Michael did that, Michael did this. And I'm like, Papi. But you know that, you know, and it goes to show like the impact that this artist, this man had on everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, people in Hong Kong used to be like, Michael, you know, like you don't even know what he's singing, but
his music is just so powerful. When his tunes come on, you just want to get up and dance. Like, you feel good. You want to rejoice when you hear a Michael Jackson song, like, and that's going to live on forever.
It's like you resemble America with Michael Jackson. It's like you go to any country, they don't speak English, but you say Michael Jackson, they're like, Michael Jackson! Like,
exactly.
That's
they know no English, but they can say Michael Jackson.
But they can say Michael Jackson.
That's real talk, man.
That's real, man. On the Twitter check, I was telling people, appreciate your life. And Pinky Yum Yum, she was like, yeah, appreciate the life that you live. And Fastlane K, he said, yeah, amen, man, for real. He said, appreciate, you know, the life that you have here, because you never know when it's our time to go, man. Mm-hmm. You know, y'all out there living that fast life, you know, this is my plea to you guys out there living your fast life. If you're living your fast life and you want to get out of it and you really just want to, you know, be you, you know, be safe. You know, you can always make a change in your life any day. You know, you can.
There's plenty of support groups and people out there that want to help you change your life. If you're not happy with your life and you're doing things that's going to bring you down and not bring you up, definitely.
Yeah, man.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, man, you know, I mean, the family, I, you know, my prayers to his family. My prayers to us. We got another caller from the 954 Florida area code. We're paying a tribute to Michael Jackson. What did Michael Jackson mean to you, and what was your favorite moment for Michael Jackson?
Blessed love and forever since I was. Ever since I was a youth in Jamaica, I used to listen to the great pop, you know.
See, all the way from Jamaica.
Yes. Who is this?
Michael Jackson.
This is Michael Jackson?
I don't think Mike is on the phone, man.
How you doing? How you doing, my sister and my brother? How you doing? Blessed love. Thank you, Miss Lush, to our vice grip and the short. Lord and Savior, done.
Yeah, you're live on Street Queens, the movement with the panel. You know, CG, you got CG Michelle, ME2K Magazine, Felicia Sabri, Emma and Lissette live on the show along with Renacy and I guess Music Jones is on, and we have another young lady host of a Blog Talk Radio show that's live on here with us too. Also, Vice Grip. Tell us how you felt about the whole Michael Jackson situation. What did he mean to you? What kind of impact did he have on your life?
Well, he mean a lot to me. That's what I'm saying. He inspired me. And that's what I'm saying. And I appreciate the music that he put out there. That's what I'm saying. So you don't know that the real love Michael Jackson, see? And Jamaican.
You're pushing, like, the
counterpart Madonna. Jackson a lot, you know, that's what I'm saying. Not Uncle Jamaican people, but the world, you know, that's what I'm saying. And Michael Jackson mean a lot to me, by script, you don't know. As
I feel
singer.
Like Michael Jackson represents, like, unity. You know, all his videos were always about, you know, unity, you know, black and white.
So you don't know.
Different colors.
My script is all about unity, and that's what I'm saying, and show us as one people from God, and that's what I'm saying. So whether you're black, pink, white, blue, gay, straight, lean, it don't matter who you are, we are one people from God, you don't know. My script be preaching this for years, and that's what I'm saying. So whether you're Democrat or Republican, we are one people from God, and that's what I'm saying. And, you know, we can't make racism and religion and politics divide us, and that's what I'm saying. We need to come together and live as one people, and that's what I'm saying. And we need to come together and support the president, and that's what I'm saying. So whether they like him or not, he's still our president, and that's what I'm saying. So praying for his bill to fail is like a praying for the United States to fail, and that's what I'm saying. And Vice Grip did not go out there in the sun and the rain to campaign for Barack Obama for his bill to fail, and that's what I'm saying. Vice Grip go out there in the sun and the rain to campaign for Barack Obama for changes, to bring changes to the world, to bring change. The Democrat, Republican, gay, straight, pink, white, black, blue, one. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter where you're from. You know what I'm saying? We are one people from God. Peace and love. You don't know if the Vice could promote unity, peace and love. I don't support
absolutely.
No. Because you don't know if they eat this child. You know what I'm saying? Stuff is like a medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Purity.
That's peace. That's definitely
That's definitely, man. Thanks, Vice Grip. Really, you know what I'm saying? What was your all-time favorite Michael Jackson song?
I didn't get this.
What was your all-time favorite Michael Jackson song?
Well, something with the man in the mirror, you know, that is one of my favorite songs, you know.
Oh, you missed it. We played that today, too, actually. You missed that one, man. Played that joint. That's a classic, though.
But Vice Grip, you know, give other people a chance to talk to you. That's what I'm saying. Because you don't know Vice Grip is not a selfish guy. You know, that's what I'm saying. Vice Grip is a community. You know, that's what I'm saying. You don't know. So I have to give other people a chance to talk to you too as well. You know, that's what I'm saying. Because I know that other people talk to you too. Vice Grip, we just go on and listen to them.
Thanks so much, Vice, for real, for definitely coming in. Showing your love, and you know, we're live on Street Queens, the movement with the Queens, remembering MJ, you know, definitely, you know, the man with the plan, man. So, I mean, what does this have an effect on you on your life and present day? I mean, Lissette, how does this have an impact on your life today?
I'm in the middle of Boynton Avenue in the Bronx. There's a couple of people outside having some discussions about Michael. Everybody's kind of shy. The whole fact that we grew up with Michael Jackson, man, he was in the home, you know, with us all the time. We used to sit around the television, you know, with our families and our brothers and sisters just to watch his videos and his movies and stuff like that. So it was a big influence, you know. As you listen to his music, you kind of get inspired to write and to, you know, dance and want to be this big artist one day. You know, he has so much influence on me personally and everybody in my family. Like I said, even my father, you know, coming from Puerto Rico, being influenced by, you know, the King of Pop, you know, and my dad is a Sustano, so it's like, you know, that goes to show how much influence this man had on everybody, no matter what background or nationality, you know. You say Michael in English or in Spanish, Michael Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows him.
You think you could grab somebody on the street and ask them what kind of influence it was, as long as they don't
do a swagger move?
Hold on a second. Let me see. What's his name? Swag. He's a street reporter.
He's
right?
Usually the one reporting. I don't know. He haven't called it. I'm surprised.
He's probably in Harlem right now. Like.
Yep. He's probably at the Apollo right now.
Hold on, let me grab somebody real quick for you. All right, I'm making my move. Hold on.
Don't run up on them.
I'm part of this.
They trying to do something.
Online radio show. I just rolled up on that tire. I almost got shot, by the way. I got him here. We're part of an online radio show called Lush Radio Online, Street Teens the Movement. And we're talking about the Michael Jackson event and everything. So we want to hear what you have to say. You mind grabbing the phone and saying a couple of words?
I was just telling my partner. Is that Michael's here? Tell it to
the phone.
Michael's in a world of his own, global wide. He's categorized by himself. There's nobody, any artist, male or female, that could, you know, come close to him.
That's true.
Tell him your name.
My name is. I'm known as Nick Nice. That's what I go by, Nick Nice. That's my street name, Nick Nice from the Bronx.
Nick Nice.
Nick Nice. Yeah. So everybody listening out there. You know, they know me as Nick Nice.
Nick
and,
Nice.
And what kind of effect?
Nice with a Y, not NIC, but it's NYC.
You hear that? This guy's just a talent off the street, and he knows Michael. Everybody knows Michael. We're on Lush Radio. You want to say something about Mike? Here, tell us to the phone. Tell
the
caller your name, where you from, and what you
felt
about Mike.
Yeah, what's up? This is Fresco, D-Star of StreetsAreMine.com. I just want to say there will never be another Michael Jackson. A lot of people have been asking who the right thing would take his place, and Michael Jackson was in a league of his own. Nobody else can fill his shoes.
That's real talk right there.
Every Thursday. Okay. We got, what, 6 cities on Smash? That's live for
Boynton.
Stop playing.
Yo, you're doing a good job being a correspondent, man.
Did I just take Swag's job?
For real.
Watch out if you're listening. We got
another caller live in the building, 617. We got 8 minutes left on the clock, man. We talking about paying tribute to MJ, man. Talk to us. That's how you feel, 617.
Hey, what's going on now? Consulting guy, consultingguy.net. You know, just want to give a shout-out to Michael Jackson. You know, rest in peace. I'm saying he's always uniting the planet, you know, worldwide, all the time, breaking it down. Doesn't matter if you're black or white, you know?
How did he affect your life, consulting guy?
You know, he was a great creative influence on me, you know. He always had the creativity with the dance steps, you know, the concepts, always bringing it together.
What was your all-time Michael Jackson song?
All time. Oh, man, that's kind of tough right there. I mean, they were all good up until, you know, recently. But, you know, every album he had a hit. So, you know, I mean, that's the best way I can explain it.
And what was your greatest Michael Jackson moment for you?
Greatest Michael Jackson moment, you know, chilling out with the family and all, watching that Thriller, everybody running to the TV.
Wow, that's definitely what it is, man. We got another caller. Caller from the 646. Thank you so much, consulting guy, for coming through. Private building, we're paying tribute to the one and only MJ, man, with the Street Queens, the movement. Tell us how you feel about the situation, 646.
Yo, what's good, Lush? It's swag. My swag juice is low right
wow.
now, yo.
Speak of the devil, man. We was just talking about you.
For real? Stop playing, man. My swag juice is low. I can't even be my hype self today,
man.
I'm feeling down right now, B. True story, man. That's like my one of my idols right there, man.
Tell us what Michael Jackson mean to you and your greatest Michael Jackson moment for you.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I do the music thing, so I look up to Michael Jackson. I used to, the greatest Michael Jackson moment to me was when I was younger, I put on the Michael Jackson jacket with the zippers and all that. You know what I mean? I got a picture of that, too. I'll send it to you, so that way you can send it to everybody so they can laugh next week. But I got a picture of that, and I used to try to do, you know, I used to try to do the Michael Jackson move, so, you know, it hurt me a lot, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's like my greatest moment of, you know, basically trying to emulate and be exactly who he was, trying to do the moonwalk and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Real talk. That's definitely. And, you know, what was your all-time favorite song or video?
It's probably Dirty Diana or I Wanna Rock With You.
Wow, you missed it. We played that joint. Everybody was rocking, doing their moonwalk. I could see him in the background doing it. Emma was rocking it, really getting down.
Yeah, that's the kind of music that could really, you know what I mean, change society. Like, actually, it did. You know, that's why it'll never be another mic, because that music is so heart touching. You know what I mean?
Wasn't they playing Michael Jackson music when they knocked down the Berlin Wall, or something
Yeah. That's right. That's correct.
Are you serious? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I remember when I was younger.
Wow.
Down the Berlin, I'm talking about this dude had monumental music. They showing them right now at the Apollo, man. People got the Michael Jackson T-shirts on. It's crowded at the Apollo right now,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, they're
going to
heavy at the Apollo.
I'm going to tell you. Yo, real talk. I'm Lush. I'm right now. This is Swag. I'm in Harlem right now, and I'm looking up in the sky, and I see, like, three helicopters. You know what I mean? So it's like, they want to keep an eye on everybody and make sure that nobody will start wilding out at the Apollo. And, you know what I mean?
That's
well,
happening. They ain't going to wild out, man. They got too much love.
No, I know that. I know that. But they always do. They always use precautions because they scared to death. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If somebody going to riot or something like that.
They don't know how to act. They're like, oh, look, a big group of Hispanics and black folks. Come on.
Exactly.
Crazy.
And it's nothing but peace. It's nothing but peace and love. It's number
that's
peace and love.
Saying.
Definitely. And that's real talk. We got another. And Swagger, yo, Lissette might take your job over there. She's doing course.
What?
So you in the streets of Harlem. I'm saying you got somebody in Harlem that want to come through and tell us how they feel about Mike since you're another correspondent. Because Lissette is getting it in today.
For real? All right, let me see. Right now, I'm actually on like 138th Street. There's like an event going on at La Pregunta right now, and I'm up in there. Yeah, that's the spot, and I'm up in there. I stepped outside for a minute just to give y'all a call, but I'm gonna see who's passing by.
the block is kind of empty right now. Let me see who starts them by, and I'll definitely put somebody and ask them. I know most of the people I've talked to, they've been feeling like crazy, like everybody got something. No, actually, one guy was talking, you know, he was talking a lot of SHIT, you know what I mean? I don't want to curse on the radio. He was talking about, yo, I never seen a child molester get so much credit. And I'm like, yo, man, why you always got to look at the bad, man? I'm saying, and not even, you can't even accuse him that because you don't even know you wasn't there. You know what I mean? But it's just bad how people just want to be negative, you know what I'm saying? In a time when somebody's dying, man, that's when you're supposed to drop all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer was eating people. And he said, you know, he prayed to the Lord and they forgave him for his sins. He had people's arms and legs in his refrigerator. Wait, hold on, let me ask this lady right now. Hold on.
I'm hungry.
You want to comment on
heaven side
about like Jack passing away?
Sure.
Okay.
All right, she wanted to keep walking. You know, I'm right here by City College. And she started to stop because she thought I was going to talk to her, but she was like, you want me to comment? Nah, I'm going to keep it moving.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. We got a caller from the 347-548, man. New York is in the building today, man. How you feel about this NJ situation? What's your greatest moment, fam?
Yo, not for nothing, man. Mike, eat a king of pop. That's all I'm going to say, man. All that touching the kids and all that, man, I wasn't there, so I can't really tell you. The kids lied.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Kids lied. So I wasn't there. None of us was there, so we can't really say what went down in that little secret room and all that. You know what I'm saying?
That's real talk, man.
What's your name, sir? What are you calling from?
Vegas from the Bronx.
That's what's up. That's what
BX in the house.
You know what I'm saying?
What was your favorite Michael Jackson song?
Beat It. I feel like he was ahead of his time. He was talking to the player haters. That was the player haters song back in them days. I mean, he was ahead of his time.
That's the
Rondo
player hater song.
Right. You know what I'm
saying? For real, that's real talk. That's real
talk.
Yo, I'm sitting...
The genius.
I'm sitting here looking at what Lissette was talking about. I'm really looking at that joint. He was wearing the thong, dog. It was like a...
Oh, that gold piece. That gold, that gold jump off.
You know,
yeah.
Crazy.
Now, I remember that. Yeah.
It was like an early 90s, I believe, right?
Yeah,
it was like a gold metal thong or something, man.
Yo, but real talk, to add on with what homeboy just said, yo, he not only was ahead of his time, he was ahead of like the whole, he was ahead of everybody's time, you know what I'm saying? He was making music that people ain't even understand. Like Barry Gordy was in the studio with smiles on his face, like, oh my God, we got us a winner, you know what I'm saying?
Michael. At the end of the day, he's a Jackson, man. He been selling records.
Exactly.
Michael Jackson made a lot of people rich, okay? He made a lot. Barry Gordy and Quincy,
He was so ahead of his time that now is that people understanding his music. That's what's crazy about it.
Yeah. I mean, let's look at the numbers. I mean, he sold over 750 million albums. So we're not talking about no little, you know, they talking about going gold or going diamond. He sold 750 million.
He went
albums.
Double diamond.
I want you to forget about double diamond. I mean, yo, you sell 750 million. Like, see, you look at I'm saying, look at Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston was double diamond, but she ain't selling those 750 million copies. That's out of this world.
He was a diamond every time.
He was beyond, you know, beyond his time. And, like, now, all of his music applies to what's happening to us now.
Yeah.
Like, we are the world. We trying to find unity with
the
world.
Man in the mirror.
Man in the mirror. Like, take a look at
yourself.
Like, come on now.
Man in the mirror. Wow.
Even Scream, you're just tired of the propaganda, you're tired of the BS, you're tired of the haters, man, and it just makes you want to scream. Like, come on,
man. Real talk.
real talk, man. And, you know, due to the fact that we ain't streaming no more, I just got to tell all y'all, I love y'all. MJ, we love you. Farrah Foster, your family, we love you. Everybody, we love you. We are the world. We are the children. I mean, take advantage of the life that you have today. We got to thank all the queens on here, the wonderful CG, you know what I'm saying, Lisa Sabri, Lissette, Emma EK Magazine, along with Renesse, along with Swagger, the young lady that came on with the show, with the a fellow blogger, Blog Talk Radio host, along with the other gentleman that just joined us, man, and everybody that came through the support, man. This is for you, MJ. And you know what I'm saying? We love you. Check us out at www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com, streetqueensmovement@gmail.com if you want to email us, man. Real music, real radio, real issues, real
love. Real quick, if you permit me, this is Emma E2K. I just want to say, we can't deny that most of us grew up listening to Michael Jackson, and his death has taken all of us by surprise. The music industry has taken a big hit today. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone, no matter how much money or fame you may have. So take today to call, email, hug, write to those you love, and let them know, and let them know it and feel it while they are alive. Peace.
And this is Lissette. Peace out. StreetsOnline.com. Ladies, thank you for your time, gentlemen.
Thank you. Love all y'all, man. This is some real talk right here, man. We love you, and I'm going to leave y'all off with We Are the World.
chilling with my girl, Lushy Lush, on her show, Lush Radio Online, where you can get the latest industry news, new releases, and the best that the independent game has to offer. So do yourself a favor, log on and stay on blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the show. 347-826-7722. And oh yeah, you just officially got stamped. Holla.